This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. An El Paso County School Board will vote on whether to recognize students by their sex assigned at birth. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the vote could conflict with state law.
The resolution before School District 49 board members directs schools to recognize only two sexes. It requires restrooms and locker rooms separate male and female students. It says all legal steps should be taken to prevent biological males from competing in girls' sports. The District 49 resolution cites executive orders from President Trump recognizing only two sexes. It says not honoring biological sex could put federal funding at risk. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Trump administration's tariffs on Canadian products will impact prices for Colorado businesses and consumers. Colorado imports more than $5 billion of products from Canada. Crude oil, wood, and wood products are at the top of the list. Silva Fabi is Canada's Council General for the Mountain West.
What's happening now creates a lot of angst because we're wondering what led to this, and we can't really find an answer to that question.
Canada has announced retaliatory tariffs on some U.S. goods. The Protecting the Freedom to Marry Act is headed to the governor's desk after passing the House yesterday. The bill would eliminate a Colorado state statute from 2006 that said marriage was only valid between a man and a woman. It's been in conflict with the state constitution since November, when voters secured the right to gay marriage by passing Proposition J. This is CPR News.